From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 14 people have been killed in a shooting at a handicap training center in San Bernardino, California. Police say many more were wounded. The local sheriff's department says as many as three shooters may be involved and that they have fled or may have fled in a black SUV. Police Chief Jared Bergman briefed reporters.
We received a call here at the Inland Regional Center, 1400 block of South Waterman, of a shooting. It was quickly apparent that we had what amounted to an active shooter situation. There was a massive law enforcement response.
Federal weapons agents and the FBI are on the scene.
Не уйдут в отставку турецкие руководители.
Russian Defense Ministry on Wednesday presented what they said was proof of Turkish involvement in illegal oil trading with the Islamic State group. They accused top Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his family, of complicity in the sales. At a news conference, Deputy Defense Minister Anatoly Antonov presented no actual evidence that Mr. Erdogan or any member of his family has been involved in trading IS oil. In Brussels Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Iraqi government was briefed in advance of Defense Secretary Ash Carter's announcement that teams of U.S. special operators could be in Iraq in a matter of weeks. But Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says Iraq does not need foreign combat troops on the ground. He said special operations must be done with the government's approval and in coordination with Iraqi forces. Kerry expressed strong support for Mr. Abadi and said Wednesday the U.S. plans are being carried out with the Iraqi government's full consent. This is VOA News. Cameroon says its troops have killed 100 Boko Haram militants and freed 900 captives that were being held by the Nigerian-based militant group. The defense ministry says soldiers killed the militants and rescued the hostages during an operation last week along the Cameroon-Nigeria border. There has been no independent confirmation of the claim. British lawmakers on Wednesday approved by a vote of 397 to 223 a request from Prime Minister David Cameron to take part in airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria. Mr. Cameron appeared in Parliament to make his case, saying the airstrikes would be part of a wider strategy to overcome the militant movement.
The House should be under no illusion. These terrorists are plotting to kill us and to radicalize our children right now. They attack us because of who we are, not because of what we do.
After 10 hours of often heated debate, the request was approved. NATO has formally invited Montenegro to join the alliance in its first expansion since 2009. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement Wednesday during a meeting of NATO foreign ministers. Speaking to reporters following the meeting in Brussels, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the move.
Today we took another step towards the full integration of Europe and towards the common defense by inviting Montenegro into the alliance and solidifying its place in the Euro-Atlantic community.
John Kerry. The Taliban has announced NATO's decision, I should say denounced NATO's decision, to extend its mission in Afghanistan. Ayaz Ghul takes a look.
In a statement issued Wednesday, the Islamist insurgency reiterated its resolve to continue the Taliban-led jihad against what it calls the country's occupation until the last foreign soldier leaves Afghanistan. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its Afghan Resolute Support mission. Afghan Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani welcomed the extension, saying it will help Afghanistan grow as a stable, prosperous and democratic country. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
New test results show that waterways where athletes will compete in next year's Rio de Janeiro Olympics are more widely contaminated than previously known. The tests indicate a possible threat to the health of athletes competing in the Games. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says she expects the U.S. job market to continue improving and the rate of inflation to rise closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate. Janet Yellen spoke to the Economic Club of Washington on Wednesday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.